Alrighty, we are back for the final segment of the Gunsmith Show this morning. Don't worry, though. We'll come back and do it again next week.
You sure?
Yep, I'm positive.
As long as I'm here on time?
As long as he's here on time. You're never here on time.
I try, though. I last minute Johnny. That's what they call me.
That's when you know you're a real radio professional.
Yeah, you rush in the door and you know what you're doing, right?
Sliding into the seat just as the cue goes up.
There you go. Yeah. Lights on the air.
Ready to go.
Here we go. So this is the Gunsmith Show, and I thank you for listening here on US 103, the fourth month, the 25th day of our 250th year.
Yeah.
So pretty cool. Now, this segment's brought to you by Williams Gunsight Company, as always, the fourth segment is. So they want you to know they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. They are Michigan's largest gun shop. They are beautiful. 7389 Lapeer Road in Davison, Michigan. That's 48423 if you really need to know. But you can go to their website, williamsgunsight.com, and check them out. Just an amazing place. 25,000 square foot showroom. You can call them at 810-653-2131. But go to that website and you can do so much shopping there. And you'll understand why they're called Williams Gunsight. Last weekend, last Sunday, we had a little family gathering at Williams, and I had a bunch of family in from Missouri, and my brother Dan, my nephew Jimmy, his wife Ashley and their kids, my son Jacob, myself. So we had a good three-generational picture-taking event there in the lobby. And it was great. And then Mike, the store manager, popped in and got in on one of the pictures. So just a great time to be at Williams. But they were, and we started reminiscing about when we first started going there. And my brother Dan was talking about going there in like 1965. I was one. And and how he remembers coming there. He's 10 years older than me. So, and my brother Dave getting his first 8mm Mauser customized there. Just a great, great time we had last Sunday, though, getting together and having that reminiscing and walking around looking at the animals and doing a good tour. So showing people from Missouri, from the Show Me State, the what Williams Gunsight looks like now. It has certainly changed in the past 100 years. And my brother Dan was reminiscing about being there in the 60s and before I remember going there. I don't really remember going there till about the end of Vietnam, 73, 74, right in there. But great place to take the family. It is an event. It is a location that you want to go to, and you want to go there and shoot and have fun, use the ranges as best you can. So I always go to their website and see what they have in the lines of the guns that we were talking about on the radio today. So in Springfield Armory, I'm gonna start right off with the Springfield Armory Champion. Don't see these used very often because they're such a nice gun, people don't sell them. It's a used Springfield Armory Champion, 45 ACP. This one's got three mags. It's the 4-inch 1911. It's called the Operator. It's all black. Mine was stainless. This one's all black. This is a beautiful gun. Pretty wood grips on it. A great handgun, and they are highly sought after. This one's $839.95. I remember at any time they have a 90-day layaway for these too, so you can pick these out and be glad you did. So now, if you're looking for something that a little smaller that you want to carry concealed, they've got several Springfield Hellcats in there, but one in particular I snatched up here to talk about. It's a Hellcat 9mm. It's got three mags. It's a 3 3/4-inch barrel with night sights, and it's got a Crimson Trace reflex sight on it. It has an inside waistband holster. It's got a zippered case, and this one's only $539.95. That's a heck of a gun. It is a, I had the same gun, and a very, very good shooting gun. I liked it a lot. If I say I had a gun, I didn't sell it because I wanted to get rid of it. I sold it because I try these guns out to see what they're like. That's what I do. I buy guns, check them out, keep them for a year or two, enjoy shooting them, and then I pass them on. I sell them to other people and just have fun with it and find a person that's interested in the same gun, and they know it works, and away we go. So another one from Springfield Armory, the Springfield Armory Prodigy. Now, this is... We talk about these occasionally. This is the double stacked 9mm, becoming one of the highest, I hate to say sought after again, but man, they are hot items at every store. These double stack guns, like, you know, similar to the Staccatos and the and these race guns that hold 17, 18 rounds and they just rock and the triggers are perfect. Well, the Springfield Armory Prodigy in 9mm, it is a double stack 1911. It comes with two mags. It's got a 5-inch barrel. It's got a Dragonfly reflex sight on it. It's got a zippered case and a box. So this is quite a gun. Look it up, the Springfield Armory. You'll be impressed. $1,489.95. So that's just a few to look at. Now we're going to talk about a little more. We're going to get into the rifles a little bit. Now, I said earlier that Springfield Armory has some really, really nice AR-15s. And they do. They're called Saints. They have a couple lines in the Saints. They have the Saint and they have the Victor. This is the Springfield Armory Saint. This one used 16.5-inch barrel, one magazine. It's got the big zippered case. It's got a flip-up rear sight, but it's got the standard front sight. So it's a nice configuration. So it's got a flat top with a flip-up rear sight. So you can add things on the flat top, which is a Picatinny rail right on top of the receiver. You could add a laser. You could add a flashlight. You could add a lot of things on there. On a side mount, you could do a ton of things with this gun. But it is a very, very, very good starting point for an AR-15, and you're getting a good quality one right off the bat with a Springfield Armory Saint. I was with a guy on Sunday when he was picking his out, and he got a Springfield Armory Saint in the pistol version in 300 blackout, and he was so happy. He was just giddy getting it, buying it. I stood right there with him, talked to him while he was buying it, discussed the beauty of that round, that 300 blackout round, and great conversation with the guy, and then shook hands, and you know, away he went. So now this one that I'm talking about on that they have right now on the site is a Springfield Armory Saint in 5.56, $774.95. Dan has a question.
What is the beauty of the 300 blackout round?
The 300 blackout round is easily suppressed. It is a very mild recoil. It's a 223 case, shortened just a little bit and necked out to hold a 30 caliber bullet. So it's got a very slight shoulder, very slight. It's not a straight walled cartridge, so we can't deer hunt with it down here, but I sure wish we could. It is...
How many grain bullet?
You can shoot from a 125 grain. You can shoot a 110 grain bullet out of it. The 30 carbine plinker bullets, if you'd like. But basically, we start with a Spire Point 125 grain and run all the way up to a 220 grain bullet. The 220s are the ones that are subsonic. The 125s are hypersonic, so they're fast. They still are pretty quiet going through a suppressor, but they work really nice. Special Forces use these a lot in quiet operations where they got to do what they got to do with a gun and keep very quiet, but hit with enough firepower to have a one-shot kill.
Gotcha.
So very important for varmint hunting, very important for coyote hunting, or if you're even if you're deer hunting up north, a 300 blackout is a smart round. I like hunting with it a little better than I do the 223. Because it's such a, the 223 is a very small bullet. It's a 22 caliber compared to a 30 caliber. So it's a big difference in thickness and weight of the bullet. So you're hitting with more foot-pounds of energy, more mass. You just have to know your limitations. Now, 223 is a wonderful round and great for long ranges and fun and plinking and shooting. Military uses it, but they're always looking for something bigger. That's why... there's a need for other calibers because everyone has a niche. And the last one that we're going to talk about today is, as far as used guns, is a used Springfield Armory M1A, which is that that beautiful rifle that has made Springfield Armory. It's kind of the iconic version of Springfield Armory. It used to be right in their logo, which is showed the M1A and showed a guy like Camp Perry shooting it. It was a really, they're cool guns, but these guys shoot with iron sights, shooting like 700 yards with these guns. And they're 308, so the bullet will do it. This is a 16.5-inch, what's called a SOCOM. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this one. It's got a black synthetic stock. 16.5-inch. The SOCOM has a short barrel, and it's got a special muzzle brake. From our experience, it does kick a little more because of the length. It's got a little more muzzle lift to it. It's loud, but boy, does it shoot nice. This thing's got open sights. It's got a zippered case. It has three mags with it. The mags for these usually run between $30 and $50. They're good. They're really good mags. Heavy duty. They're made for battle. They're going to hold up. The SOCOM is kind of a, it's a pretty bad to the bone rifle. It's a, it's an impressive rifle. We were looking at this one last weekend, and it might be gone already this morning. You never know. $1,824.95 to get you into that SOCOM. A lot of these guns new are $2,300, $2,400. Mm-hmm. So they're up there. Check it out. See what they got. If you want to go with the standard walnut, they got some beautiful ones there for about $1,600. And they are gorgeous rifles. Mine was a full-size 20-inch barrel, or 20 or 21-inch barrel. I don't remember. Big flash hider, weighed so much. It was such a big, heavy gun. It was more than I wanted to deer hunt with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I quit hunting with it and just shoot it at targets now. And that's all I do with it. So many, many more to see and handle. Remember, they got the 90-day layaway at Williams. So come and get yours today. And I want to say thanks for listening. And I want you to have a safe weekend. It's springtime. Be careful cutting the grass. Be careful shooting. Know where your target is. Know what's behind it. Be a very good, safe gun handling person here in the state of Michigan or wherever you're at today. So let's be careful out there, folks. It's America.
Enjoy your weekend and come on back next week. We'll do it again, 8 to 9. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. We're going to turn you over to that, back to it right now.